Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, Korean scientists have figured out a way to reverse cancer cells and turn them back to normal. Unfortunately, there's no practical delivery system that can do this for people, and I'm guessing that they'll never give us the cure. If this was ever a threat to the drug companies, then all their researchers would have been unalived and their research buried. There's too much money in chemo drugs and radiation. Eventually someone or AI will develop nanites and they'll go after the cancer cells directly. But we still have a ways to go before then. Moving on, women feel safer than refugees rather than fascists. Okay, so lock them in a room with some Afghanis and Somali men and see what happens. For many Western women, they have such high notch counts already, so what's an extra half a dozen men that struggle snuggle her? It's just like any other Tuesday. The saddest part is that she'll stand there and justify why Arab men are grooming young girls and doing unspeakable things to them, as some sort of right-wing conspiracy theory. Number three, Ellen DeGeneres and her wife might be moving back to America, because life is hard in England. I'm sure that with all the grooming gangs trying to toss them off of rooftops and all, it is tough. Just kidding. But seriously, how hard can life be when you're rich and famous? I think they're just saying this so they remain relevant and get some attention, because no one in England probably even knows who they are anymore. Up next, this woman is pissed off because her retired husband has no friends, and she wonders if it's bad that she resents him. Are we now really to believe that women are now all of a sudden caring about the male loneliness epidemic? Of course not. She just cares about what other people think about him and that she's with a loser. Either that or maybe she doesn't like the fact that he's spending a lot of time with her. Maybe she hates him. Number 5, here's some real Demolition Man stuff in Dubai. And this is one of the reasons I don't want to move there. If you swear, you can be fined, jailed, or deported. So I guess it's just like the UK now, where a mean tweet can get you thrown in jail. Just imagine the penalties if you were caught watching corn or sleeping with a woman that's not your own wife. Also, they can get you for criticizing women because they're a protected group over there. They could even lock me up for this sort of content. Moving on, John Whiting Dale says that YouTube is no replacement for old media. Of course it is. This guy's just late to the party and pissed off because no one is consuming the content that he creates. His argument is that because the platform is democratic, that's why trusted news providers are necessary. Yeah, but the lamestream media has lied to us so much that we no longer trust it either. What this argument boils down to is democracy bad and propaganda good. Number 7, this is what it's like being rich in the 90s. Except I had all of those things in the mid to late 80s as a child. A Sony Trinitron in 1985, as well as a Betamax and VHS player, stereo, etc. The only thing missing here was my old bootleg descrambler box, so I could get all the pay-per-view channels for free, and a Q-band and C-band satellite receiver to allow me to watch the NASA channel, HBO, and Playboy. I think most middle-class families had this sort of setup. You didn't need to be rich to have this in the 90s. Up next, hypergamy never sleeps. Even in the WW2 camps, the most beautiful Jewish women left the camp every night with the tall SS men. According to this guy, they seemed to like it. It was absolutely horrible. They didn't just seem to like it. They loved it because they saw those men as attractive alphas. But was it really that bad? Because according to this article, 72% of Israeli men have cuckoldry fantasies. No wonder they run the corn industry. Number 9, and speaking of corn, someone says that if you watch corn, remember all the angels are watching you. Maybe, maybe not. But don't they have more important things to do, like fight demons? Then again, if they are watching, I'm sure there are plenty of perverts getting off on the idea that somebody's actually watching them. Corn has been pacifying the last few generations of men that haven't been getting much attention, because if they did it, there would be a revolution in the streets. Moving on, Bitcoin's founder has over 1 million BTC. And is now the world's 12th wealthiest man, and yet no one knows who he is. I still think it's Hal Finney. He received the first Bitcoin transaction and passed away a decade ago. Also, Satoshi is still alive. He can't show his face because governments would try and whack him or use his identity to try and destroy the project. My bet is that Peter Schiff is the real Satoshi Nakamoto. It would be the perfect disguise. Number 11, Joe Biden is getting $10 million to write a book. What will the title be? How about I Don't Remember, or My Life by ChatGPT? Better yet, Auto Pen Diaries. In reality, he's probably going to hire some ghostwriters to make it for him. I bet that the publishing company paying him $10 million isn't even going to make its money back. I don't care about what the book is called. All I care about is that they actually should put this picture on the cover. Up next, Ken Lee was ended by 8 teenage girls, and all of them avoided jail. I guess this is that male privilege that I keep hearing so much about. If 8 teenage boys had ended a woman, they'd all have gone to jail, and even random guys that saw the act would have been sent to jail as a warning. This is in Toronto, and 3 of the girls had prior charges. And because this is in Canada, they're all under 18, and all of their identities are protected. Number 13, is it racist to assume that it's mostly black folks that get sucked into jet engines and MRI machines? But seriously, there are warnings when you go into the MRI rooms, not to wear any metal objects. Buddy had a 10-pound chain that flung him across the room. We should have been in space as a Star Trek civilization and left the dumb people on this planet by now. My money is on the MRI machine sucking this guy in from that distance. Moving on, here's the insidious nature of inflation. In 1964, the minimum wage was 5 shiny silver quarters. Today, those same quarters are worth $35. We don't need a higher minimum wage. We need a better currency. We printed so much money in the last 5 years that our money has lost a third of its value. Inflation is the hidden tax that forces people to invest in the market, and then you have to make over 10% after tax to beat inflation each year. Most people lose money investing while trying to protect their diminishing purchasing power. The system is made for you to fail. Number 15, speaking of money, in Las Vegas, tipped workers' income has fallen by more than half as tourism collapses. That's the best barometer for me they were finally entering a recession. But to be fair, lost wages did this to themselves when they introduced parking and resort fees. Not to mention when they started getting rid of all the phone hotels and replaced them with condos and soulless glass towers. I miss the Vegas of the early 2000s. Once they put City Place up, it was never the same again. Up next, GTA 6 could be banned in the UK because of the Online Safety Act. Apparently, you get more jail time over there for hate speech than smashing 11 and 12-year-olds too. The game creator should just tell Keir Starmer that there's a lot of Muslims in the game and I'm sure he'd leave them alone. Taking away guys' video games is a great way to make sure that they don't get voted in during the next election. At this rate, the game might be cancelled before it's ever released. Number 17, here's an India tourism ad for Latvia. Tell me there are tons of simps in your country without telling me. The ad says that there are 3 women for every 2 men and that women are the ones that make the first move on guys. On what planet do women make the first move and propose? If they do, then that's usually a red flag. I think that only Indians would make advertising for another country's women as if they're some sort of sex toys or something. Moving on, Mexico has gone 1984, forcing all of its citizens to give up their biometric information to get government documents. This makes me think that they'll force this on people using the internet as well. Here's a picture of the most likely architects behind this plan, Sheinbaum and Larry Fink, and I wouldn't be surprised if the cartels were exempt from this policy. I give them 6 months before they have some sort of data breach. Mexican IT is definitely sketchy. Number 19, here's a case of science before things went woke. The University of Toronto found that infants showed a racial bias towards members of their own race. So infants are smarter than most adults in this sense. I'm surprised that the person writing this hasn't been thrown out of the university for not being ideologically pure enough. What's next? Is the left going to try and brainwash babies by exposing them to minorities by force? Up next, if you're having trouble with the ladies, then remember that you're just one surgery away from changing your whole life. For only $20,000 to $45,000, you can make your jaw look bigger, and you'll have more luck with the babes because of it. But we shouldn't post this too much because boomers will say that the reason Zoomers can't afford homes is because they're paying for expensive cosmetic surgeries. Number 21, remember everyone that they're gaslighting you by saying that replacement theory is just a conspiracy theory. While later on, Vox published another article saying that whites will be a minority majority by 2040. Funny how that works. Whites will be minorities, but also majorities simultaneously. It's Schrodinger's demographics. This is also just talk for them, meaning Balkanization. Ironically, the Balkans will end up remaining majority white countries while Western Europe collapses into anarchy. Moving on, here's the difference between gaming in the 90s and today. It was more fun back then because you got to be in the same room as your friends, there were no updates and patches for the games, no microtransactions, and you got to actually own the game and play it forever. The better thing about games back then is that the game concepts were fresh and original, because it was a relatively new medium and attracted innovators. Today it's some mature industry attracting mostly social justice warriors to it. Number 23, there are rideshare apps out there offering the option of women-only drivers for women. Meanwhile, you just know it's going to be a bearded woman like Lilith and Drag showing up to drive women to their destination. And if the woman contacts Uber and complains, that they might call her transphobic, or say that she hates men who identify as women or some other nonsense. I would love a male driver option only. Can we get that? Of course we can't. Optics, when you choose to go your own way, females will try and get you to stray from the path. If you ever get into a relationship with them, then you'll start to notice that you're going to basically be white knighting for all women and your testosterone levels will drop. And as that happens, you will fall in love and even your intelligence and common sense will disappear. That was my experience the last time I was in a relationship, which is now 10 years ago. I don't feel like myself when I'm with one of them. Number 25 and the last one, here's what the hot chick from high school looks like when she's finally ready to give you a chance. What happened? Time in a fridge full of pudding happened. This is also the former WWE star Sunny. Looks like she raided the fridge and now she looks like one. She looks like she went from picking up men at bars to being behind bars. Looks like she definitely likes bars. Drinking at bars also probably contributed to this. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.